Duke, Dal, and Dan on the SVI Radio Network.
It's 8:09 this morning, live on Swift 98 and the Spur with First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Have you upgraded your mobile banking app yet? Today's the last day to do so. The Old Glacier Family of Banks app will no longer be supported at the end of January. Download the First Bank of Wyoming app today and get your upgrade. Find more details online at gofirstbank.com. That is gofirstbank.com. Local branches in Alpine, Afton, Kemmer, and Mountain View. Duke and Dow with you in studio. Joining us live over the phone this morning is Kemmer Ranger wrestling coach Daryl Bullington. Good morning, coach. How are you today?
Good morning. We're trying to stay warm over here.
Trying. I hope you're successful. Coach Bullington, let's talk a little bit about wrestling. You have got you're at the Ron-thon with the girls starting off yesterday, correct?
Yes.
Let's talk about that, because Cameron out to a great start. Fifth place as a team after day one. Kind of let us know how things went for you.
Yeah, we had Riley pinned all her girls, so didn't Lainey and Kaylee, so they're all in the finals. So we're excited about that. We have Ella coming back in the consolations, so we got an opportunity to get into fourth.
Coach, tell us about the growth of the girls program in Kemmer over the last couple of years since the sanctioning of the sport for girls wrestling. It's such a tradition in Kemmer to have a strong wrestling program, and it sounds like the girls are picking that right up.
Yeah, we were pretty short numbers there at the beginning, but we've just run our practice just like we do our boys. They don't do anything different, and we've had pretty good success that way.
One of the things that I've noticed with the girls program is that once that sanctioned happened, this is the third season Wyoming's had it as its own separate thing, is there's a lot of young ladies who have decided, you know what, I'm going to give that a try, that maybe wouldn't be doing any other sport during the winter's season. Have you experienced that as well?
Yeah, I think so. It's another way that they can get out and be successful. I think we've had the thing about it is, they don't have any bad habits that they've picked up, when you start wrestling younger. So it's been kind of, it's been fun.
Coach Daryl Bullington and Ranger Wrestling joining us today. So, of course, your boys join you at the Ron-thon this weekend. What are you hoping to see from your both sides, girls and boys, this weekend to help you get ready for the postseason tournaments?
Well, number one, we stay healthy. We've had some injuries that's kind of hurt us in the last few months. But that and just being aggressive and scoring points, and getting ready for first eight. Competition is going to be pretty good, so that always helps.
So you are trying to get another title for your boys. You've had a great run. What's it going to take for them to pull it off again this year?
Well, we probably got to place 9 or 10 kids, and for that to happen, it's doable. We just can't have any little pauses and hiccups along the way. Girls-wise, the same thing. They placed fourth last year, and they got another shot at placing in the top four. It's a tough when you get down to numbers. So when you got small numbers, and you've got to score a lot of points with those four. We have eight girls right now, so we've got to score a lot of points with them to compete with teams that have 20-plus.
Let's talk about the guys for just a sec. You got Roni Prophet. He's going for his fourth straight state title. Is that I'm going off memory here.
That's correct, and he's also going for his fourth Ron-thon title. And I don't think there's very many kids that have done that.
Yeah, I think I was looking online with I believe somebody said there's, I think there's only been two guys ever, like Tyler Cox, and I can't remember the other one. But yeah, it's a very short
right.
list.
I think you're right.
It's a very short list, and he has a chance to add himself to it. Kind of talk about what he's meant to Cameron Wrestling over the last several years.
Well, you know, he's been real solid, obviously, you know, winning three titles. And, you know, that's a lot of work goes into that. It wasn't just, you know, it's been since he was 4 years old in the wrestling room. So a lot of work goes into it. He's very, very mentally tough. So, and that's half the battle right there. But also, you know, we have Laney and Kaylee going for their second Rung Thong title. So it's, you know, this is kind of the, what we look at is this is the all-class state tournament. And you want to, you know, peak and be at your best. And they've been able to do that.
Coach Darrell Bullington, Kemmer Ranger Wrestling this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Well, Coach, appreciate your time. I guess as you get to this point of the season, you're really starting to look ahead to postseason just a few weeks away. What are maybe one or two things that you're really trying to hone in on with these two teams to get ready for the next 2 weeks in postseason?
Just not having any highs and lows, you know, just be consistent and you know, aggressive, scoring points. And ultimately, you know, in wrestling, you're working for a fall. And that's what we try to gear in on right now.
Darrell Bullington, Kemmer Ranger Wrestling. Coach Bullington, thank you for your time. Good luck at the rest of the Ronthon today and tomorrow.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely. It's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.